I only have one desire. I want hell empty and heaven full.
To receive the love of Christ and be changed forever. Share His love with others and bring healing and restoration to their lives as well. Join us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory and hear a powerful story of a man who made that choice.
Let's go over here to the 10th chapter of the book of Matthew. Let's look at the 40th verse. He that receives you receives me. He that receives me receives him that sent me. Do you see a principle working here? Yes, sir. He that receives you, why? Because he sent you. He that receives the one that I send receives me. You receive me, you receive the one that sent me, and that's the Father. He that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. Now, let me read this to you in the Amplified translation here. And the, he who receives and welcomes and accepts a prophet because he is a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. That is literally saying to you and me, the ministry with whom you are connected by the direction of Jesus, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, whether you're called to be part of this ministry or not, you are called to be partners with whomever God calls you to be partners with. Because we're not in this by ourselves. He's fitly joined every one of us. Now, when you hear that call, this is the reason, pastors, you don't be putting this down. I mean, well, they're going to get over there. No, hey, they're not your people. And the stronger they are and the stronger they become in obeying Jesus, the stronger they'll be in your church. Because they begin to prosper financially. Hey, the dumbest thing any pastor ever did is preach poverty to the people that give offerings in his church. That's stupid, brother. And when people are flowing and obeying God, pastors, you really need to be believing God that every church member in your congregation hears from God and sows seed wherever they're told to sow them. Because when they do, they start prospering. That hundredfold starts coming in. I mean, you on the top of the list, brother. John Osteen. What a man of God. Dear friend, he and Dodie, dear friends of glory of mine. And while John was still on the earth, he was pastoring Lakewood. He put it to his people, if someone's been feeding you other than me, and you want part of your tithe to go to them, you make it known. Let me know about it, and we'll see to it that they get it. And I consistently got checks in the mail from Lakewood Church. Amen. And so I talked to John about it. I said, what's going on there? He said, man, he said, listen, all the people I can get to sow into your ministry, he said, they're the ones that are learning how to believe God for money. He said, go teach them, brother. Good God help them. He's not possessive because we're in this together. That's the key issue to this whole thing. And when you become possessive and competitive, you stop it right there. You become dead issue. Right there on the spot. Now then, notice you receive a prophet because he is a prophet, or God has joined you. You receive the prophet's reward. Whatever Gloria and I receive, whatever rewards we get for preaching this, our partners get exactly the same reward. Amen. Which is the most important? The person that preaches the message, or the person that bought the clothes? I'd say the person that bought the clothes. Amen. There ain't no way I'm going to do this. No. The person that preached the message, or the person that bought the gas for the airplane, there is no difference. We are in this thing together. Now, let's say your assignment in the kingdom of God is something other than apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. Every person is anointed to do what God's called you to do. The graces in your life fit your assignment. Your assignment will fit your graces. And I got some news for you. Your mama, not the Holy Ghost. Neither's your daddy, and neither's your wife. Neither is your husband. Amen. And as parents, we need to be teaching our children to be listening. Yes, sir. Yes. Because your child very well may have graces you don't have and don't even understand. And you don't want them going off in that direction. I got to tell you something, sweetheart. They're going in that direction. Think about how many musicians threw their grace away in show business and they came out of the church. You know why? Church wouldn't have nothing to do with them. And I heard Jesse and I talked about this. I heard one very well-known blues guitar picker and singer. And he said, I enjoyed playing in church, man. He said, I love to play in church. And he said, I'd play in church and they'd say, boy, that's good. And he said, they'd pat me on the head. But he said, I'd go out there on the street and play and they'd put money in my hand. He said, I couldn't eat them head pats. Well, these are not bad people. I'm not talking about bad people. I'm not criticizing anybody. It's misdirection. Not understanding how the kingdom works. But when your child begins to show aptitude for singing, your child begins to show aptitude for athletic, your child begins to show aptitude for mechanics, show aptitude for computers, whatever it is, get in there and help them. Yes, their graces are showing up. Yes, and you let them know, hey, baby, this ain't cause you so hot. Right. This is cause you got the grace of God on your life. Yes, yes. And we're going to find out where God wants you to use it, cause you're going to be the happiest you've ever been in your life. You're going to be the happiest camper in the world. Amen. When your graces and your assignment are coming together. Boy, I'm telling you, that's when it's good. Now, what happens when you get out of your place? You're out of your grace. Your grace was over there. You're over here. Over there where your grace is where your protection is. It's where your job is. It's where all your prosperity is. It's where all the direction, protection, correction, all of it's over there. And you over here. You're going to get attacked in both places because that's what the devil does, and he's self-employed. He's going to come after the Word of God in you. Amen. The difference is, over here, out of your place, you don't have the grace to overcome it. You can overcome it, but it is a struggle. Why? Because you're supposed to be over there. You're here on your plan, on your effort. Seek God and find out where you're supposed to be. Get up and go get in it. Yes, sir.
With the help of our partners, Kenneth Copeland Ministries reaches out to thousands of active duty servicemen and women and their families around the world. KCM sows over 12,000 free teaching materials a year into the lives of those serving in our military. These men and women of God are in our hearts, and we pray for them as they serve their countries.
Connecting with Kenneth Copeland Ministries has never been easier. As social media outlets continue to grow, KCM continues to adapt to this ever-changing digital landscape. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Pinterest are only a sampling of the avenues we use to interact with our partners and friends around the world. Social media also allows us to share breaking news and provide better customer service. Check out our official blog at KennethCopelandMinistries.org for exclusive video content and the latest ministry news. The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine was first printed over 40 years ago as a four-page newsletter. Today, the same faith-filled experience you enjoy by reading the magazine has been expanded with the new interactive digital version. In addition to the powerful articles, you'll also have access to bonus content, videos, and a free product download. You may even share, search, and post to social media. The BVOV magazine is now mailed to over 500,000 subscribers every month. It's full of powerful tools that will help you grow spiritually and learn to live in victory. KCM is also part of YouVersion. Our partner's most loved daily devotional, From Faith to Faith, is now one of several KCM devotionals freely available on YouVersion, the number one Bible app. Last year, over 8.1 million website visitors found exclusive teaching content and articles to build their faith at kcm.org. Through our website, you can view the BVOV broadcast, read online devotionals, and shop for products that will encourage and empower you in your daily life. Visitors can also read the BVOV magazine in multiple digital formats and watch streaming events live or on demand. But that's only the start of what we have in store for you. Scheduled to launch in the fall of 2014, our newly redesigned website will include two exciting areas built exclusively for our partners. The Believers Academy is an online learning center with video courses tailor-made for learning the Word and taking your faith to the next level. And our new partner community is a safe place online to connect with people of like-minded faith. For 35 years, the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast has taught people how to walk in faith every day through the power of God's Word. The BVOV airs in English, German, Russian, Spanish, and Ukrainian, providing more than 885 million people access to the on-air broadcast. Viewers can watch when and where it's most convenient with on-demand access through our website and the dedicated KCM Roku channel. Roku connects you to the BVOV broadcast anytime you need it. Watch archived broadcasts, Healing School, and much more 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Thank you, partners. Kenneth Copeland Ministries continues to use every available voice to take the Word of God to the world and impact lives for eternity. Evangelists Reinhard Bonnke and Daniel Kalenda have written the story of God's love upon the hearts of men and women all around the world. And because of your partnership with Kenneth Copeland Ministries and their partnership with Christ for All Nations, you have a part in every soul saved.
The seed that you have sown has brought great, great fruit. Well over 70 million people have received Jesus as their Savior, and you have a mighty share in it.
There is nothing in the world like seeing someone who is lost come into the arms of their Lord and Savior and find eternal life through the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, it is the most supernatural thing that could ever happen in the world. A person being born again, going from darkness to light, passing from the power of Satan to the power of God. It is a supernatural miracle, the greatest miracle of all. And we have seen millions upon millions upon millions of these miracles. And every time we see it, it is as wonderful and as fresh and as new as the very first time. And it's what keeps us going. It's like an addiction. We want to see more and more and more people find their way into the arms of Jesus.
I only have one desire. I want hell empty and heaven full.
God, God, and is this my Hallelujah!
Just since 2000, Christ for All Nations has seen over 55 million people accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. In 2013 alone, they ministered in 17 nations, including the United Kingdom, New Zealand, Australia, Singapore, Finland, Brazil, the United States, and many others. Their 2013 and 14 crusades are reaching all across the African continent into Kenya, Cameroon, Ghana, Burundi, Tanzania, Rwanda, Burkina Faso, the Ivory Coast, Liberia, Zambia, and Malawi.
Can I tell you why I'm here?
Because
I expect that something is going to happen in your life tonight.
We really believe that the gospel of Jesus Christ is the answer for the problems, not just of Africa, but of the entire world. We have seen how the power of the gospel is changing hearts and minds. It is something that no military can do, no government can do, no political solution, no medical solution. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the greatest power for change in the human heart that exists in the earth. And we're seeing it happening all the time.
No bishop can save us. No pastor can save us. No evangelist can save us, because none of them died for us. It is the name of Jesus.
I have told people wherever I go around the world that Kenneth Copeland Ministries is the real deal, that their heart and their desire to see souls saved is not just something that is preached from the platform, but it's something that is demonstrated in a tangible way. And I can say this beyond any shadow of a doubt, that literally tens of millions of people have come to Christ because of the support of Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
We are now decades later and looking back, and I see the faithfulness of Kenneth Copeland's ministry in supporting us in the harvest. I am overwhelmed and thank God for you all. I pray that the Lord may reward you, and we are very, very grateful to him and also to you.
Every human in this world has to have a partner to complete a calling. And part of my calling is connected with them, and their calling is connected with me.
I'm not alone, and I'm part of it in the big family.
It's the love of a family, being blessed because others are blessed, and that's the way it's supposed to be. And that's partnership.
Being part of the ministry, being a family.
With my resources, I can do this little, but when they join together, they can do things on earth. They can do good things. They can go and preach even to the end of the world.
Partnership means that I'm not by myself in this. I've got so many people praying and believing.
Partnership with this ministry means everything to me, and I will never stop.
Become a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries. To receive your free new partner package, go to kcm.org/partner. Live in victory every day. Together we can make a difference. Request your free package today.
My grandfather took me to church, and then when I was young, he died, and my mother started taking me to church. We went to several different churches, but nothing ever really stuck. And I spent all my teen years up until just about 5 years ago really living one heartbeat away from hell. I kept getting further and further and further away from God. Got into massive amounts of debt, different addictions. I worked in a maximum security prison in Illinois, and I've been beat up, broken bones, cut, those type of things. So yeah, that fed a lot of the anger issues that I had. My wife, she got to watching Christian television, and I would come home, and most of the time I wouldn't watch it with her. And then one day my wife had on a guy by the name of Kenneth Copeland, and it kind of perked my ears, because he talked about a God that I never knew, and a God that I never heard of. I never was told that God loved me just the way that I was. And didn't care what I had done. And the next week come around, and I watched it again. And so I actually started reading a little bit of the Bible because I wanted to see if what he said was true. And what I found out was that it was. And so one day after watching him, I went into my bathroom in the home and I locked the door and I got down on my knees and I cried out to God that if he was really the way that Pastor Copeland said he was, to come into my life and make something of it. It felt like something lifted off of me. And just little by little, day after day, things started getting better. You know, I wasn't so annoyed the next day at little things. And I didn't want to smoke or drink, you know, that type of thing, not as much as I did. And just little by little, every day, the Holy Spirit led me away from all that. There was a kindness that came over me. There was an inmate who had talked to me about Jesus before. And I never paid a whole lot of attention to him. And I went back to him and I actually apologized to him and told him, I said, it is real. Jesus is real. And so that following year, we came to our first Southwest Believers Convention. And we came here and I was new in the Lord. And we had a wonderful time. And in the last 4 years since we've been coming here, we partnered with Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And me and my wife are now debt-free. We own rental property debt-free. Our marriage has went from on the brink of disaster to now we have a good marriage. My jobs, my whole outlook at my job has changed. And I entered Bible college. And 3 weeks ago, I became an ordained minister. Sitting under great teaching will do more for you than anything that you can think of. Because you get an experience from a man who's been there, who has made a mistake here, and he says, don't do this because this works, this doesn't. And that's one of the biggest things I take from this is I see Kenneth Copeland Ministries and I see where they are. And that's where I want to be. I want to have that wisdom and that knowledge and that love that they have. And I want to share that with people. I'm not a real emotional kind of guy. Just because I love Jesus doesn't mean that I'm not a manly man anymore. You know, I could still fight with the best of them if I had to, but I don't want to. But here, it brings so much emotion to you. It's almost overwhelming because it floods you. The love of Jesus floods you here. And it can bring you to tears and it can bring you to your knees. I think that the call of my life is, of course, to win souls for the kingdom of God, but to disciple people in ways that they haven't heard of, because there's so many other people out there just like me that didn't know. I'm very pleased to say right now that I'm on the right road. And I'm going to heaven. And I'm going to try to take as many people with me as I can.
Now, what people really don't understand, and should, when you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you have partnered with God. He becomes your partner. Jesus is your blood brother. And the two of you together are partners with the Father in His work in the earth. Praise God.
We are in Him.
Whoa.
Glory to God.
Now, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord, don't you breathe another breath without doing it. And we're gonna pray right now. And I want to read this to you. If you shall confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord, believe in your heart God raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. That word saved, whoa, it's just huge word in the Greek language. It means to be made sound. Spirit, soul, body, financially, socially, it is your partnership
Glory
with God. Hallelujah. Now, with the heart man believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Praise God. Whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. So pray this with glory to me. Pray it loudly enough you can hear it with your own ears. Oh God in heaven.
Oh God in heaven.
I believe with all my heart.
I believe with all my heart.
Jesus has been raised from the dead.
Jesus has been raised from the dead.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
I receive you as my Lord and my Savior.
I receive you as my Lord and my Savior.
I repent of sin.
I repent of sin.
I renounce it.
I renounce it.
I renounce the past.
I renounce the past.
I renounce the devil and everything he stands for.
I renounce the devil and everything he stands for.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Fill me now with your precious Holy Spirit.
Fill me now with your precious Holy Spirit.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Now,
hallelujah.
If you prayed that with glory in me today, I want to send you this little book that includes this, just a little brochure like this. It's just so simple about how to read your Bible. It's not, you don't have to go to college to learn how to read your Bible. You'd be better off if you didn't.
I'll give you a hint. You believe it.
You ought to be believing God before you go to college. Amen. That's what helps you get through
college. Ooh, I know.
Now,
it.
This little book will help you study and help you get started in the Word of God. Praise God. Now then, request this. You can go to kcm.org. Praise God. I'm telling you, in the past year, 2.2 million people made Jesus the Lord of their lives through KCM and ministries we support worldwide. Praise God. And partners, you're a part of that.
Amen.
Praise God. You're a vital part of that.
Praise God.
I mean to tell you, this is exciting stuff. So glad you were with us today. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, Kenneth and Gloria reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
Learn more about beginning your new life in Christ Jesus. Request your free salvation package today at kcm.org. Jesus did it all for you. It's time to receive His love and live the abundant life God provided for you. For additional teaching and free information on salvation, go to kcm.org.
His voice is not hidden from us. It's hidden for us, not from us. His wisdom is hidden for us, not from us.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. Word Explosion, September 25th through 27th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Bill Winston, and Chaplain A.L. Downing in Columbia, South Carolina. The 2014 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 13th through 15th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. The 2015 Branson Victory Campaign, February 26th through 28th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The 2015 Southwest Believers Convention, June 29th through July 4th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information, go to the KCM website,